The back door into the vestry was pushed open, but apart from that, there were just a few cans left lying around and cigarette butts. And I suppose the main thing for us was that the cross was stolen, the table cross, which is an interesting thing in itself for us to think about. It's about 15 centimetres tall. Mm. It's sort of Celtic design, produced by Wild Goose Studio, mm-hmm. I think it is. And I think it's a Drumcliff cross was the make of it. So it's quite pretty, a sort of bronze effect finish. You know, in terms of a monetary value, it wasn't terribly valued. It won't break the bank. We'll be able to replace it. And we've had a lovely offer from one of our parishioners already to replace that, which is really quite moving. I think it's just the fact that our sacred space, our place of worship was broken into. So it was an intrusion and a violation. And yet, you know, honestly, our parishioners, they're sensible. They're not exaggerating the event or anything. And but it is, you know, a bit unsettling for us.